Good news, everybody. Great news, actually. I found my sense of humor. It was laying half scorched down by my burn pile, a slash I'd burned a week or more ago, sooty from the ashes and a little charred. I saw it peeking out from where it had been covered after the monsoons we'd been having daily washed the ash partly off. Looked like a half-burnt branch, but I recognized it immediately. It must have fallen in the fire the day I torched that pile. I have to admit, it's like getting back your shadow, but darker. To be expected, I suppose, after a close call with cremation. You'd lean a little toward black humor yourself. But, oh boy, is it ever good to find that slightly crispy funny bone. Yesterday I was reading about Trump lambasting Clinton and the Greens for calling for a Wisconsin recount. So sad. A shame. But then he tweets that if the election had been rigged, he'd have won the popular vote by millions. I laughed out loud. I laughed until it hurt. I did not laugh until I cried, and that is the best part. Yesterday, I read where his personal advisor, Kellyanne, I know, she's an oxymoron, got on his Sunday talk shows to denounce even the possibility that Trump's nemesis, Romney, would be considered for a post as Secretary of State. This is the vampire woman. I have this unreliable rumor from a newsfeed translator from the Russian, who files down her incisors pre-dawn daily. The woman who ran the Ted Cruz pack, calling the kettle black. I spurted coffee out my nose. My stomach hurt from laughing so hard. It really did. It gets better. Melania announced she won't move to Washington, D.C. No gold toilets in the White House. Last night, I listened to Miami Cubans celebrating the death of Fidel. One woman said she came to Florida when she was 9 years old, and she hoped to go back before she died. Then she wished Trump would reinstate the embargo Obama had lifted. The reporter nodded solicitously, a terrible tragedy, his demeanor suggested. My grin nearly took my ears off. Once again, I'm expecting some good laughs in the news now. We got 4 years of comedy coming up like a Netflix serial that I can binge on until it goes into syndication. Today's episode, that black redneck Milwaukee sheriff who hated the Black Lives Matter protests a few months back, possible nominee for Homeland Security. The jokes just keep on coming. Thank you.